I think we live. I think we live.
Are we live?
Are we live over here?
Are we live?
Are we live right here?
I don't know yet right there.
What you mean you don't know yet?
I don't know. Are we live right here?
Yeah, we live. It's moving.
How you doing? How you doing?
How
y'all doing?
Last few hits. We back, bitch.
God damn.
Unnecessary hype.
Aggressive.
Unnecessary hype.
Like totally aggressive.
Y'all, I got last few hits tatted on me. It's on me for life, as you can see it. Passing the joint on the leg. Last few hits, man. If you want to get the tat, holler at us, man. We'll sponsor it.
What the hell?
Jump down there, Denver.
Jumping off the porch.
But there are some folks who ride who will get the last few hits tattoo. Let's just be honest about that.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Some last few hitters out there.
Man, let's smoke this shit.
Last few hits.
Roll this shit. Like that shit. Watch this shit. Man, I don't know which way to light. Don't you hate that sometimes? When both ends are like very similar and you don't know which end, like, it's not going to affect your smoking.
I saw that this time. I put a filter at the end of mine.
Filter gang. I put you on.
I like the filter. No, you did not. No, you did not. Now, listen. I'm getting sick of you. Okay? Now, I'm getting sick of you acting like you put me on weed stuff.
You know
when
what?
We both know.
You know what? Hold on. You know what?
I ain't going to go there.
You know what, though?
Nope.
Be prepared to be sick of me.
Getting sick of you. I'll tell you, anybody got that? Hey, look. Okay. Anybody got that one weed friend?
Why you got to put weed in front of him?
Who just said? No. Because we're dealing with weed.
Be a friend, Jordan.
No. Okay.
Why must you put these stipulations on your own people?
Because some people may just smoke weed with them. Like, yeah, we're friends, but some people just met and had
so
that weed
So there are friendships that are based upon marijuana and marijuana only.
You better believe it.
Woo!
But
that motherfucker really might not be your friend. Y'all just smoke together.
We might just smoke together. You never
shit,
know.
Shit.
But you have that friend that swears they done turned you on to all different kinds of weed stuff when you started smoking before them.
But I started smoking all the hot stuff dropped. You know what I'm saying? You was in the mud days, baby. Huh? The birth of me, Dro. Loud.
No. I was on Dro. Dro's before you. Dro's before you, sir. This guy here. Burr.
Real quick. As always. Black Business shout out.
Black
Charm
Business.
Charm Crocs.
Brother
sent us some custom Aggie Pride A&T Crocs, bro. Custom.
He did.
Custom. And as you know, hey, matter of fact, I'm going to hit Will up. We're going to figure out how to get some of these out to y'all, man. We got a whole bunch of last few hits,
Croc Charms.
And we're going to figure out a competition, some kind of way, DM us or something. Or you know what? Send us a picture of your merch, smoking the blunt. We're sending you 5 charms. Yeah.
Well, how many of those you sending out? How many of those 5?
To five people. So a total of 20.
Total of 20.
Uh-huh. 2 dimes.
No, 25.
2 dimes.
You said 5.
Five times. Okay.
Sick of you.
We're prepared to be sick of me.
Anybody got that friend?
5 times 5 is 25.
That ain't that good with math.
I am good at math, though.
You had a brain fart.
But speaking of time, let the weed lead me.
Go ahead with it.
Shouldn't the hour be broken down into hundreds? Instead of an hour being 60 minutes, it should be 100 minutes. That way, when we say a quarter after 5, we really mean 25 minutes after 5. A quarter after 5.
I know, but in time terms.
But why is time 60 minutes? Why come time couldn't be a flat 100, like a $100 bill? And you break that thing quarter. See, that's what happened. That's why everybody got the digital, because the analog stressed them out.
There would be more time in the day then.
It would be more time in the day.
But your days would roll in tonight.
Do we even really know if it's 24 hours? Do we even really know? Or we just trusted what was fed to us, brother?
I mean, it seems to all fall into place, though. When you look at it, the days of the week, And how the 12 hours go from night to day and all that, it be falling right in place.
You can't tell me that 375 is not equivalent to 345.
It's really not. That'd be more time.
Do you see what I'm saying? Joy, you feel what I'm saying?
See? He's not with it either.
No, I'm not saying. No, it should be 100 minutes. This is 25. This is 50. So now a half an hour is 50. I'm going too deep. I don't like how we say a quarter after five, and that's only 15. And a quarter really is 25. But it's also 25%. I get where you could go, but it should be 25.
But that's really what a quarter is, 25%
of something. It's not necessarily 25.
Correct. Not what you're, not the cent.
Not what I'm trying to force.
You're comparing it to the cent, and I'm getting sick of you.
Be prepared to be sick of me.
Last few hits.
Last few hits.
Burr, burr, burr.
Black business. I know you're about to get to it, but we need TikTok.
No, go ahead.
We want TikTok.
That was the next.
I want TikTok.
Burr, burr, burr was the next
Black
intro.
Business out there, listen, you fuck with Last Few Hits, DM me. DM us. We looking for tank tops. On tank tops and thigh shorts all summer. Real hot boy shit.
That's right.
Real hot boy shit. Look at my boy. Look at where the thigh at, y'all. Hey, look at where the thigh
at. Thighs out already.
We thighs out. And it's only April.
It's going to hit 71, 72 degrees.
Listen, the day the temperature hit 84 days in a row,
hey,
it's going to be very hard for me to put a shirt on.
Hmm?
Very hard for me. I represent the confident big boys who have no problem taking the shirt off.
Right now I got two abs. When I get four abs, do brothers still rock the male crop tops like in the '90s?
Who won't?
Huh?
Who won't?
You know, it be cut off.
I'm talking about
cut off at the arm and it's cut off at the
fishnet.
I'm not going to fishnet.
Fishnet. The shit lower.
Why did you go Russell Westbrook on me right
What's
there?
What's up?
You know, Russell show up to a
real,
game.
Real hot boy shit. With the fish we hot this summer.
With the fishnet tank top.
I'm rocking it.
And a pair of dango. What's up? Skinny pants.
Belly button out.
High water. No.
That's not what you said?
No, I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, but I'm not letting you do the fishnet one.
Shit, boy. Don't you remember, okay, growing up, don't you remember the shirts that we had that was fishnet? You don't remember them little, with the shirts with all the holes? So you ain't never had one of those shirts.
That's the truth. It wasn't. But
I was like, boy, I know you ain't about to do me like this.
I don't like how you call it fishnet.
But that's what it is.
It wasn't.
Was it just net?
Huh?
Was it just net? What was it? What was those shirts that we wore as little boys?
I know what you mean.
Yes. We was wearing fishnets before.
I kind of want to move on from it. I felt
D&B, we looking for tank tops, real hot boy shit. Hey, big boys, big fellas. Hey, listen. We in all year. Take that shirt off.
We bringing back Umbro shorts, too. Remember Umbro shorts, the soccer shorts?
Yeah, with the cuts on the side.
Soccer shorts always thighs out.
Those might be a little too high.
Too high? Soccer? They on the soccer field running with them.
Is Umbro?
Bro, they on the soccer field sliding Umbro.
Umbro. Umbro is 1 or 2 inches away from a ball dropping out, depending on how you sit down.
They be on the soccer field with them, though.
But they standing up the whole time.
That motherfucker be bicycle kicking and
Can
shit.
Can you imagine going to a dinner and you sit down and lift your Umbro shorts to sit down and the ball flop out on the chair?
True.
Because you got to be secure.
You got
to
be secure.
Now, if you're going to wear those, you better keep it locked intact.
I think they come with the underwear sewn in so you're all ready.
Yeah. Burn, burn, burn. Bring that back.
Burn, burn, burn.
Yeah. Burn, 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 burn. Summertime's on the way. It's a very important month. Now, we have Easter.
Easter.
He rose.
Whoa. Easter. You know what? I saw a meme.
Break it down,
and
brother.
This meme
This is a safe space.
This meme hit it dead on the head.
Hit it on the head.
Pause. Easter.
Because they hit Jesus.
Easter ain't been the same since they closed the Payless shoe stores.
Payless gone?
Where you seen the hold on, ain't hold no
hold
Payless,
on,
bro?
Hold on. I had to
my
put the
had to put his blunt out. Burr, burr, burr.
Hold on. Burr, burr, burr.
Did I just hurt your soul right there?
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying Payless.
Oh, we've all got some Easter
Payless
shoes.
Payless is a part of my growing up community. Because my mother, my aunts, my female cousins, everyone, they always swung by Payless.
Yeah.
If it was a last minute shoe.
Yeah.
A last minute boot.
Yeah.
And I would like to say Payless was affordable. I
scooped up my Chucks from Payless, bro.
You caught something from Payless before.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Chill out, bro. Why you saying
that?
I ain't never
had nothing from Payless now. I done had some shoe show.
Hold on now.
Some shoe departments.
Mm-hmm.
Some D&Ws.
Yeah.
Marshalls.
Okay.
TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's one more.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Payless.
TJ Maxx, Marshall. It's one more. What's the other one? It's one more.
Ross.
Are we too good for those stores today?
No, we're not. No.
I'm just making sure.
No.
But I ain't never copped no shoes from Payless, though. Payless just gives me Sunday school church vibes, like older evening pantsuit mom.
Do they celebrate Easter like we used to, Steve?
Easter's gone.
Easter's gone?
Easter's gone.
Wait a minute. Easter's
gone.
There's
no Easter bunny nailia anymore. I don't even think the bunny plays a factor. Now, what does the bunny have to do with Easter besides me?
So hold up. So parents don't take their kids like shopping for an Easter suit or dress.
When the last
time
you see the Easter egg hunt?
Huh?
When is the last time you seen the Easter egg hunt?
Say it one more game.
When is the last time you seen the Easter egg hunt? Easter egg hunt.
I don't even know.
Now?
That's the truth.
And our era, we was using boiled eggs. So you had to find them.
Yes.
You had to find, because if you did not find them, the yard, everything, something, it would get a little funky.
Yeah, you could really eat them eggs back then.
Yeah. Huh. Dyed up, designed up.
Do you remember the stress?
Close some of that, Jay.
Do you remember the stress of having to learn your Easter speech?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh.
Do children right now have the stress of having to learn an Easter speech?
I don't even think they have Easter speech no
they
more.
They don't have Easter speeches?
These kids don't know how to speak.
No. Listen.
How did your Easter speech start off?
Huh? I mean, I don't remember my actual speeches, but I do
he
remember
rose.
This. I remember this, though.
Okay,
I better learn that speech. Mm. And I better not be standing up there embarrassing my mama reading from a sheet of paper.
Easter speech is a lot of pressure, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why? Easter is one of them holidays that's held up so high that everyone's dressed up, everyone's attending, church is overloaded, the parking lot's jumping. But see, Easter is so big, but we hardly hear anybody talk about Easter dinner.
Ooh.
Easter dinner is not a talked about thing.
I mean, I you know what? I think everybody nowadays, they skip all the Easter stuff, but they do have the Easter dinner.
But somewhere. Because I don't think people cook. Like, if your family still cook for Easter dinner, that's a special family. I don't think folks cook for
Well, you know mine.
But Easter Sunday, like, out, be jumping.
It does?
The mall be jumping. The restaurants be jumping.
Sales.
Jumping. Now Easter is, what does the rabbit have to do with the Easter? What does the bunny have to do with Easter?
Nothing. That's why we don't fool with it.
The actual
Easter bunny. We never fool with it in my house anyway.
Does the Easter bunny get the respect?
It was all church at my house.
So does Easter bunny get the respect as Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus?
Not at all.
No, bro, that Easter basket.
You're comparing.
Can I be honest, though?
You're comparing a holiday with a hunt to two holidays where you actually get money.
But on Easter, I used to get a basket. And I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, an Easter basket, low-key, was a lit situation to wake up to. You wake up, that Easter basket on the dresser, and I'm talking about one of them baskets, bro, with candy all in it, a couple of toys, little race car. And you keep going through that bitch. You keep finding more shit. Come on, bro. Easter. I thoroughly enjoy. I've had very great Easter baskets.
Now, our baskets weren't that extravagant.
In your place, or within the community?
No. In my house.
Okay.
You know,
how
might get some candy or something.
You wouldn't get a basket?
Well, I mean, not a whole, that wouldn't happen. Like, look here. Tell what you're gonna get. This is what you're gonna get. Okay, we gonna go out here shopping the Burlington Coke Factory or something.
No, you gotta get no.
Listen to me. You listen to me.
I need for it to be a surprise so I can feel like something.
I'm talking about good Southern Baptists. What we're gonna do is we're gonna go out here to Burlington Coke Factory somewhere, and we're gonna get y'all. We're gonna get me a suit, get my brother a suit, find two dresses for my sisters, huh? Everybody get some church shoes.
Is this a safe space?
Okay.
Is this?
And you better get up there and say that Easter speech.
Is
on
this
Sunday
a
morning.
Safe space? You know what I used to get from Brothers Cole Factory?
What?
The shirt tie combo.
The pack that came with the tie and the.
Huh? All you had to do was figure out your neck. Once you figure out your neck.
Yeah, was that, yeah.
Hey, because when it was time to dress up, your boy was going to get a shirt tie combo. The green with the burgundy and green tie, the black with the black and gray tie, the damn cream with the cream and purple. Yes.
Yeah, that was a constant.
Because at that time, let's be honest. As men, we didn't always have a suit jacket. Sometimes dressing up was a Burlington Coat Factory shirt tie combo and some khakis.
Yes. That was when you had to start buying dress clothes for yourself.
For yourself.
Oh, we gonna, I mean, we used to put it together.
Who?
We gonna put this together.
No, when I was in the college programs, you had to dress up on them days.
What's up?
Boy, I go to Brothers Co. Fatty on my refund check, get about 4 or 5 of them combo ties. Cause it was always $19.99. It was never too crazy. Never too crazy. You get 5 different color combos in a tie for $100. You good for the year.
You remember when it was dope to have a denim, some denim jeans and the denim shirt to match it, and then had a tie on with that? Come on, somebody.
There was a lot of fashion stuff back in the day that considered dress up that would not pass today. Well, that's one of them.
Today is just casual.
The jeans church shoe combo is fading out.
That's just casual.
That's just casual. But we used to make it like,
oh,
because we have on church shoes.
You put them church shoes on, jeans, blazer.
And category, let's be honest.
Interview.
What is a church shoe for a man?
Huh?
What's a church shoe for a man?
Wingtips? Hey, that was the classic.
Anything that got a slight heel on it with no shoestrings. That is a church shoe.
With a little hard
that
bottom.
That is a church shoe. That you hear me? Because church shoes didn't start getting shoestrings
anything with
until
hard
2000s.
Bottom. Yeah.
They did not start getting shoestrings until the 2000s. There was no such thing as a shoestring.
Slip-ons. Whew. Loafers.
With the two little tassels on the front. Oh, come on, man.
Every man had a pair of them.
Every
right
man had one. We had the graduation early tassel church shoes.
You did.
Now, don't get beside yourself. Yeah, you got these Diors and all these other shit now, but no, at one point, you had the all-black two-tassel church shoes.
Hey, burn. Exclusive right here.
Hey, boy.
The slip-on two tassels.
The slip two tassels.
So that your Gucci's. And Christian Dior's and stuff could run.
You know the story.
You know the story. Look, listen here. Now, you're going to respect these shoes.
Whoa. Can we just say this? The Burlington Coat Factory shirt tie combo walk. So bow ties could fly.
Huh?
You know, the bow tie was a. If you had on the bow tie, bro, that said a lot. Because, you know, let's be honest. The average person don't know how to tie a bow tie.
It takes me a while.
You have to YouTube it. You can't do it fresh off the rim.
No. I'm about to tell you to revert. Every time I tie my bow tie, I'm looking at a YouTube video. I don't care how many times I've done
that's
it.
That's why the bow tie
I don't
gets
care
so much
how many times.
Because
I
nobody knows how to tie it. That's
I can't
why
do
the
it
bow
off
tie
the rip.
Gets, that's why the bow tie. Do you remember? Let's not forget the ladies. At one point, gauchos was considered church clothes.
They were. And do you imagine how hard it is trying to pray?
Why that gaucho button
up over there?
Why
that
gaucho?
I'm sitting over there looking at two pews away. You got that fat gaucho ass over there, and I'm trying to keep my mind.
I'm trying to keep my eye on the Lord. On the Lord.
I'm trying to keep my mind on heat.
Listen. I love. I used to love going to church because the women used to look so fine. Church clothes are very seductive. They are very seductive. They are very seductive because there's no loose church women clothes. There's no loose. They all snug, fit good.
And y'all ladies wrong with that wear that maxi skirt to church. Good Shaq Almighty. Look here. How I'm supposed to keep my mind on heat?
I remember being a teenager at church, boy, and I it was certain, you know, something grown women are just, they're just heavy in their walk.
Huh?
Right. They just heavy in their walk. I'm right. Sitting there. They singing. We lift our hands in the, and I just the peripheral. I see it. Like it's so big. It's hitting pews as it go down. Like bumping pew. Bow, bow. And so I got to hit one of these to look.
Look at that.
I'm not even supposed to be looking. And then church hugs.
Those are the church because
they hug your church very with the embrace in the rock. Miss Johnson, why do you have these breasts? Right on my neck after we just prayed, Miss Johnson. And you're married to the deacon. I ain't supposed to look at you like that. Easter.
Yeah.
Now, why is 420 so close to Easter?
I don't know. I don't think it has nothing to do with the other.
Nothing it's with he rose, it just we way, rise again.
It's just the way the ball bounced, G.
420 coming up. 420 coming up.
Say it again.
If 420 fell on Easter, what are you in a complicated situation?
Huh?
If 420 and Easter fell on the same day.
I feel like I can celebrate both. You know, you.
But you also said you don't smoke and watch Bedside Baptist.
No. So I feel like early morning.
Early morning is dedicated to the Lord.
I get my praise in.
Right.
And then the rest of the day.
What time? Hmm? What time do you, if 4:20 fell on Easter, what time do you come out on Easter and you start 4:20?
At least by 11 a.m.
Praise and worship still going on though.
I'm starting hot. Sunrise. No, we was raised.
To
my
start.
Daddy went to sunrise service too. Since I'm growing, I'm gonna go to sunrise.
But we was
so
raised.
I start my 4:20.
We was raised on Sundays to not do certain shit till 1 p.m. So you got to give it to one. We was raised.
No, we were just raised that dinner starts around that time, around 1, 2.
No. You couldn't play no radio. You couldn't play nothing but church music till 1 o'clock in my house.
Dang, you were strict like they
after
strict 1 like
o'clock,
that.
You was free. After 1 o'clock, you could. But till 1, I better not hear none of that. None of that DMX, none of that hip hop or roll a lot of shit, nothing.
I mean, well, at least we can come home and cut on the Nintendo or something. Got done.
I mean, you cut on the Nintendo.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm just making sure.
So, I don't know. We might not have had a cut on.
Done. I knew it.
But I mean, for real, you just had it. That was just your time dedicated to the Lord. 4:20 on Easter, I'm up there. I'm gonna rise in the morning.
Early. So you just don't even. Then like no Easter festivities at all.
Yeah, I'm gonna Easter it up. I'm gonna go to Easter dinner.
I'm gonna keep it real too. Yeah, that's my Easter activity. Probably will be too.
I'm gonna grab some boiled eggs. Now these new kids got so many dietary restrictions, they can't even have boiled eggs. Everything plastic with the candy in it. When the last time you went to an Easter function? Did you go to Easter last year? Do you go to Easter every year?
I think I'm getting kind of bad to where I'm that guy that shows up at home at the home church on Easter.
Oh, Easter. You ain't been all year.
Huh?
You ain't been all year.
I mean, and it may not be all year, but I mean, it's just so
8 months.
It's just so sparingly that it's like you haven't been there.
And then when they see you, they let you know they ain't seen you,
huh?
And when they,
but in a nice way, they
whoa.
No, it don't be like that.
Okay, hey, I'm you.
Hey,
you know,
hey, hello. Baby,
wait,
I ain't seen you.
I'm you. You missed somebody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh man, hey, brother, how you doing? Praise the Lord.
Hey there, Rankin, ain't seen you in a month of Sundays.
What do you say to that?
Huh?
What do you say to that?
Nothing. Hey, you know, Miss
Life.
You know, yeah, you know, hey, Miss, we should come around to church more and all that.
Do you think that
had nothing for him?
Do you think that, and this is honest conversation, do you think that has something to do with the way we was raised, that we was in church all the time? Do you think we got churched out throughout the year? So when we got grown and made a conscious decision, I'm going to rock with Easter, I'm going to rock with Thanksgiving, and I'm going to rock with Christmas.
I mean, I think.
And for, maybe Hallelujah Night.
For me, it's just more spiritual thing.
Right.
You know.
When you get older, you realize you don't need all that to be spiritual.
Right, rather than being, you know, up in the church.
Spirituality. Yeah, that's your journey.
Take your
for
time.
For you, yeah.
Take your time, though. Spirituality.
Spirit.
Okay, one more. Okay, hold on. We got to stop. Burn. Last few hits.
Hold on, cut this
off. Hold on. No, we're not. Spirituality.
Spirituality.
Right there, this camera right here. Come on. Spirituality.
Huh?
Why you keep dipping down?
Yeah, when you're struggling with words.
Okay, one more time for them right there. We didn't look at them and say it.
But they all on the same plane.
Spirituality.
All right. Roll that out, didn't
we? I had to get my boy right. Sometimes, see, I'm a friend.
You a friend?
Yeah.
You wouldn't let it ride?
I wouldn't.
They say, some people say a friend would let that ride, be like, I know what he mean. And then some people say it's a friend who sit there and check you.
No, I ain't no yes man. So, you know, I'm going to make sure you got it right.
But you had it.
Spirituality.
Now that shit just flow.
Hit it again.
So anyway, the playoff.
She was doing it after me. Yes.
Spiritual. First of all, everybody has some words that they struggle with. Let's just not put it on me. There are some words right now. What's the famous meme? Charlemagne the God.
Oh, Webby? When he did that, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's still GOAT. That's still GOAT. That is still GOAT to this day.
Why they release that for him, man?
That
should have never got leaked. You are sitting here with Sean Longamon. He was saying that G.
They had to leak that. They're probably sitting there like, I can't believe this guy cannot say.
That boy was saying that G.
Charlemagne the God and Angela Yee.
Charlemagne. Charlamagne.
One time he said DJ Angela Yee.
Last few hits.
Hey, shout out Charm Crocs.
Absolutely.
Right there.
All Def Cannabis family is back, man. Got some dope shows coming up on the yes. Zoom. Shit, we're in the middle of April. Spring about the fellas. Hey, man, it's our season, fellas. Okay? Like Drake said, we having our thighs out this year, man.
That's right. Get
we having our thighs out. We shirts off, okay? It's time for the ladies to chase us.
Get in the gym. Do some squats.
Do some squats, baby.
Do all that.
Get that lower back tight.
Yeah.
Get
all that shit. Do some burpees. Do some burpees.
Yes, son. Get on the leg press. Do some leg extensions. Yeah, do some hamstring curls.
Yeah.
Huh? Buff up the hammies. Because, you know, fellas, I'm letting you know, that's what lock us up when we don't work out our hamstrings. You be with your lady and shit, get tense up, and you lock up. We don't work out our hamstrings enough, fellas. Fellas, we need to, listen to me. It's going to be hot. You got to make sure you hydrate. But to keep up your performance for the summer, fellas, it ain't like the winter. Work your hamstrings.
Stretch.
Stretch in your hamstrings. You ain't got time to. What if you're doing your thing? That shit lock up on you. No, fellas, listen to me, fellas. Our testosterone, the older you get, it's in your legs. Okay. You don't want her getting drunk with the girls at brunch, talking about how your leg keep locking up every time y'all have a little fun. In the middle of watching the game, halftime, just go down, whole leg stretch the whole time. Just stretch legs, all in the hips, fellas. Real hot boy shit.
Oh, you about to get up out of here.
What?
I'm been drinking.
I'm Darren Big Baby Brand.
Before we go, hit him with it.
Spirituality.
Hey.